we're thinking about an interesting exchange that comes up in the parasha between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach. The Malach asks Yaakov his name, and then he changes the name or tells him the name will be changed. Yaakov asks the Malach his name. We have a lot in the parasha about names. Yaakov, with the end of Vayetze, Yaakov calls the place Machanoyim. Over here, after the exchange with the Malach, the pasuk says that Yaakov called the name of the place Peniel. Later on, he goes back to Basel, Vayikro Lamakom Kel Basel. A lot about names. But what's strange about this exchange here with Yaakov is that whereas Yaakov responds to the Malach with Mayoma Yaakov, my name is Yaakov, Yaakov asks the Malach, but it's your name, Vayoma Lomifetishalishmi. What is that? Just kind of brushing him off. What does it mean? What is his response to Yaakov's question? Hagida Nashenecha. Lomifetishalishmi, and that's the end of this exchange. But what does Lomifetishalishmi mean? I looked at the Mefarshim a little bit on this. What is Pshat in the Pasuk? Rashi brings from Chazal the following idea. Ein lanu shem kavua. A shem is something which defines the essence of a person, or a thing. But the names are constantly changing by malachim. Mishtanim shmoseinu hakol lefi mitzvos avodas hashlichus she'anu mishtalchim. We know that there are some malachim that have names. Malachim, Malachal, Gavriel. Okay, those are the minority, but apparently there are malachim who just are malachim to do whatever mission they are called on to do at a particular time. So the name is not a mitzius for them that is kavua, because whatever the mission is, that's their identity for that moment in time that they're doing that mission. This Harashi learns Pshat in the answer of the malach. I can't tell you what my name is because it's not one set name. It's a Derech Agav, you know, in Sefer Shoftim, the story with the birth of Shimshon, when the Eshes Manoach is given Avtacha that she'll have a child by the Malach. So Manoach asks the Malach also, what is your name? And his Lashon there is, Ki Yavo Dvarecha V'Chibanucha, that we can give you honor. And the answer given there was, Lama Zeh Tishalishmi, the same four words, but he adds to it, V'hu Peli. It is Mechusa, it is hidden. It's secret. Other Rishonim, other Mefarshim of the Chumash try saying slightly different ideas. The Ramban says, Amar en lecha b'idias shmi to'eles. You're asking my name, there's nothing that can be benefit that can come from knowing my name. Why not? Ki en ha-koch v'yicholos b'ilti l'Hashem levado. I'm not the one that has the authority. It's Hashem. Im tikra'eini lo e'encha. You call out to me, I will not answer you. V'gam yitzarascha lo ashiyacha. You know, one of the Yugimu Ikarim of the Rambam is that it's formulated in the Siddur, at least, not the Rambam's Lashon, but it's based on the Rambam, that lo levado roi l'espalel, v'en roi l'espalel is the Lashon. That the one we turn to for tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not no one else. There's a whole controversy in the going back to the time of the Gaonim already. One of the tefillahs that we find in Slichas is Malachi Rachamim, which many don't say because you're turning to Malachim as if you're imploring them to daven to them. You don't do that. You daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole discussion in there. It waits to be Miyashiv. This is the Yesod in this Ramban. I can't answer you. You're not turning to me. I'm not the one that has the authority. And if you call to me, I'm not answering you. And therefore, there's no relevance, there's no reason for you to know what my name is. The Radak, Lamezet Tishalashmi, Ein Chatzarech Ladas Shmi. Then he brings in the Bereishis Rabbah, Lamezet Tishalashmi, Ein on Hashem Kavua, similar to what we heard from Rashi. I saw something very interesting in, this is not pshat, but it's a beautiful message. Chaim Shmulevitz has a shtickle in his Sefer Sichas Musar entitled Darkei HaYetzer. We know that this Malach was the guardian angel of Esav, you could say, of the Edom, of Esav, and he also represents the Yetzer Hara. So Chaim Shalit says one yisod, it's two different ways that he presents it, but it's all this, coming down to the same idea, that Lama Zatisha Lashmi is itself a way of responding to the question. And because ultimately, the Yetzirah is a unique entity. And the Metzius of the Yetzirah is not a real Metzius, it's Dimyon. So often we get tempted by things and we give it power that really doesn't exist. It's all illusion. So he starts saying it like this. He says, he brings midrashim like this, that the Yetzirah works in a way that people are fooled by assuming that there's something here to reckon with. And then he goes to this pasuk, and he says, Yaakov wanted to know the muhus of the malach. He brings the lashna sfarnu, hamora tsurascha v'halpoa hanimshach mimenu. And what is the answer, the malach? You want to know my muhus? My muhus is the fact that lomaz atishal ishmi, that my ability is to pull the wool over your eyes, that you don't question, you don't think. Because if you would think harder, you would realize that I'm a nothing. So who am I? I am, quote, Lama Zatisha Lashmi, that I'm not letting you think. I'm just taking you on a ride somewhere, and you're pulled into the illusion of whatever it is you're looking at or thinking about, and it's not emes. It's not absolute emes. And that's how I'm able to make people stumble, because if they would only stop for a second and reflect, then they realize that there's nothing here at all. So that is the answer. Lama Zatisha Lashmi, that's how I operate. And then he goes, a similar parallel idea. He says, Lama Zatisha Lashmi means he wasn't coming to explain his essence, but he's saying, you can't really give me a name. Why not? Because that itself, I am Dimyon. I don't really exist as a Metzius. What is a shame? A shame is something that has an identity. An identity means that it's real. But Lamaisa, Yetzirah, is not real. It's just purely illusion. And therefore, I can't have a name. And there, because Ra is Dimyon by itself. And then I just end with this. He quotes from the stomachs of Yeruchim, the Avort and the Pasuk in Koheles. The Pasuk says at the end of Koheles, Ir Ktana, there's a small city, Vanashim Ba Ma'at, there aren't that many people in the city, Uba Le'amelech Gadol B'Sababosa, and a king comes and he makes a siege on the city, and then Umatzaba Ishmis King Chacham, and comes a smart person, and he saves everybody from the siege. So it's a mashal for the Mechemes HaYetzer based on the Midrashim there. But how did this Chacham save everybody in the city? There was a big siege. There was the Mitzudim Gedolim. With wisdom, how does wisdom do it? You need to have seemingly strength to break the siege. It says, what he brings here, the Chachma of the Chacham was to open their eyes and realize that the Melech is not a Melech. And the Gadol is not a Gadol, and the Mitzodim Gedolim are not Mitzodim Gedolim. It's just pure Dimyon. And therefore, there's no siege, there's no anything, and therefore, mi let us say b'chachmasa. Sometimes when we worry about our own nisyonos, I think it's good to think about, because oftentimes we give more power to those forces that, you know, and sometimes by giving it more power, we're making ourselves weary and tired in a way that we'll need to. Sometimes it's just about stepping back and recognizing, wait a second, I'm getting caught up in something that really is not anything of real substance. And just look at it in a sense of clarity, in a moment of clarity, and memela, everything becomes easy. And maybe the avoda sometimes is more of an inner avoda, and it doesn't have to be so difficult. Just have to be able to have the perspective. You have perspective shifts, then everything falls into place after that. Shabbos.